Hello everyone, this is Evangelos Nadia and I'm finally back after 3 weeks, and I'm sorry for the weird noises. This is going to be a video that I was planning on making yesterday, but of course I couldn't because my computer was not there yet. But I did go get home yesterday and well, there was a lot of stuff along the way. I mean, when I got back home. So, this video is going to be about, well, you guessed it, Trypanum 1.5 and 1.6 died. The reason is, well, I was trying to play 1.5, the intro of it was playing, and you may know that my computer sometimes decides to be a fruitcake and disconnect from power from time to time for no reason. And when that happens, and even if you disconnect it like you want it to, you know, if you disconnect it anyway, it will force shut down and make a weird whining noise. And it will probably, if something's going on, destroy registry values or change the values of them because they were not initialized properly or something. So what this means is I still got Trypanum 1.6 in my start menu, so when I try to run it, this happens. Yep, that's what happens. Now I'm going to remove it from the start menu and I'm going to say goodbye Trypanum, because, well, quite frankly, that's all I can say. One thing that I can try is put it on my Acer with the WM Audio Redis files, and maybe it will work. I don't think it will, though. So let me remove this from the start menu. No, I didn't mean to do that. Anyway, now I'm going to I'm going to do something a little different, because why not? This is going to be a start of a review, that I'm going to be doing. So, let's go. This is ESP Pinball Classic. Another point of this video. So, this is the first part of, this review. So that was just a quick news update, I guess, so that's not why the video is just for Trypanum. Okay, let's begin. You may know that pinball is quite common in a lot of things, and ESP Softworks decided to make a blind version of it, and then Draconis Entertainment, of course, got ESP's games. Sometime, I don't know when it happened, they got Alien Outback. I don't know if Draconis made Change Reaction. I don't think they did, but now there's a newer version with Draconis sounds only. So no James North, and so I'm going to try and pause the video and I'll be back. Sorry, I got interrupted. Okay, what I was saying was Draconis copied the game. And, well, that's all I gotta say about the design. The sounds are amazing. At least, most of them. And, well, the voices are kinda cool. Especially in Haunted House. And, this game has 6 tables that you can play on. And you can keep your high scores, and you can have 2 different game modes, which I don't really know about. ESP Pinball Extreme actually gives you a description of the Classic Mode and the Accessible Mode. The Pinball Classic Manual doesn't give you any description about them, which is kind of weird. It just tells you that there are 2 modes, nothing about them, though, which is not very cool. And, of course, Normal and Insane Speed. I don't really like Insane Speed, so I'll keep everything at normal for now. So, all I gotta do is run the game. And I'm sorry for the computer overheating. Okay, we've got this thing, and I gotta run it as an administrator because I broke it. I have no idea how, but it gives me a mainframe error 91. So let's do this. Here we go.
The power. Wield the magic. The promise entertainment.
www.theconusentertainment.com. The reason why I said that was because...
Please select a menu item. Pac-Man.
Yeah, it's because of that. No, it's not. It's just because one of the employees of another game... did that. Okay, this menu music is kind of cool. And of course, we got Pac-Man.
Soccer Star.
Soccer Star.
Heist.
Heist.
Safari.
Safari.
Haunted House.
Haunted House.
Wild West.
Wild West. These six tables. And I'm not going to play any of them, because I'm going to do that in the following videos. But I'm going to take a look at some things that I found. Or things that are below this.
High scores.
High scores? I reset my high scores. At least I think I did. I don't know. But, my high scores are not very good. Some of them I use them for do nothing challenge. So, that's why I don't want to show you them. But this is what they do.
Make your selection. Your high score.
Your high score gives you the tables and the things.
High scoreboard.
None of these actually work. All it does is say...
Unavailable. Submit high score. Unavailable. Reset high score. High score message box. Unavailable.
I have no idea what that is either.
Exit.
Yeah.
High scores.
Okay.
Help menu.
Help menu, the help menu is quite self-explanatory. It gives you sound files, like learning game sounds, I guess, for all six tables. You don't really get most of the sounds, though. You don't get too many, so I'll have to tell you what they are when I play the tables.
Options menu.
And I'm going to look at the options menu.
Use the up and down arrow keys to select the option you would like to change. Test speakers.
I have no idea why, but test speakers in here is in here instead of the main menu.
Left. Right.
Of course, you can't hear that in stereo.
Game mode.
It doesn't tell you what it's on, but you can select.
Accessible.
Or
classic.
And you mistake for it.
Accessible.
You just press enter to change it.
Game speed.
There's normal.
Insane. Normal. Exit options menu. Please select a menu item. Options menu. Exit program.
Well, that's all for now. I said I'm not going to play anything. But just for something, I'm going to play some Haunted House.
Haunted House.
Sorry for all the weird overheating stuff. Get ready for a big explosion. Yeah.
Launch ball.
Okay. I'm not gonna explain anything because I'm gonna do that in the Haunted House video. So I'm just gonna play. Oh, okay, I forgot about that. What the? Oh my god. Oh, I know why. Okay. Sorry, I pressed the wrong shift key. I never do that. Here we go. This is going to be kind of hard, but let's find out how many I got. Here we go. Oh, I got one. I only got one? Not good. Oh. Oh, wait, that's a good thing, because now I'll have no... Oh, what the... Why did I just... Okay, whatever. That's why pinball is cool, because the ball goes everywhere. Yay. Not. Oh no, here we go. No, what? Why did I click on R? And now I just died. Great.
Launch ball.
At least that monster didn't kill me. Oh my god. Not good. Just don't die. Please don't die. Please. Thank you. Now get R. Get R. Yes. Now don't die. Do not die. Please. Thank you for thunder. Okay. Break windows. I said break windows. Thank you. Let's break this window. And let's break this window. Or not. No!
Launch ball.
And yes, I know I said that. Okay, let's try again. If this is gonna be an epic fail, well, this is the reason. Okay, come on. Get the...
G.
Yay, you broke the window. Oh no! Now get the... And now don't die. Break the windows. Thank you. And please don't die. Please. Just please. Please don't die. Just break the windows. Break the windows and not die. Do not die. Please. Give me the scan. Give me the scan. I said give me a scan. Thank you. Now, now let's break the window. And let's break one more window. Because you need to break all six. Yeah. Okay. Okay, now the windows are resealed. The reason why the windows were sealed was because... Well, no, I'm not going to give you any hints yet. Okay, let's knock some tombstones down. The cemetery gates open to the graveyard. Or great door, I don't know what. As you can hear, now there's no ambience. This is a... Oh my god. Finally, only one. Somehow, only one. Okay. And if you may be wondering, the ambulance is still here. In the main music. But it's not here. Okay, come on, come on. Just get the view. You get the R, don't die, and let me shoot all those windows again. Yes, get the R, get the R. Get the... No! I died. I'm done.
Game over.
Your score was 4,770,000
points. Oh my
points.
God, that was
press
not
any
good.
Key to continue.
Not good at all. Okay, that was a kind of bad playthrough of Haunted House, but I think I'll do better next time when I'll be doing the review of it.
Exit program.
So, yeah. I'm going to exit now because that's all I can do.
1.8.0.
That was a version number. If you may be wondering, you can press V to check that. And there's almost nothing else you can do. So, yeah. that's all. So, thanks for watching this video.
Exiting program.
I hope you enjoyed it. Goodbye for now.